If campus solidarity were a drink, what would it be and why?
I would say water.
I would say water.
Coffee.
A hot chocolate.
Coke.
Fruit punch.
Tropical, like, daiquiri situation.
What does campus safety mean to you, and do you feel safe here?
Campus safety isn't just about the physical security, but also like being able to be emotionally supported.
Do I feel safe here? Sometimes. Sometimes.
I've kind of felt unsafe while walking on the campus, like when it was dark.
Have you ever felt unsafe in your academic setting?
I mean, not really, unless you count, like, sometimes when a professor may say something a little unprofessional, but...
I have. A few times where suspicious men would hit on me and one couldn't take no for an answer.
I would say no. I think I've always felt very safe here.
What does respect look like in either personal/professional relationships?
Well, respect to me looks like honoring my boundaries, like my no is my no, my yes is my yes.
Setting boundaries and making sure everyone, like, doesn't overstep their boundaries.
How do we change the culture of silence around issues like sex for grade?
Okay. Creating an environment where people feel safe to report, a safe reporting system, by advocating, by speaking up about these issues.
Creating a safe space for people to have, like, open conversation about it.
Well, I think women in, like, UMB, we should have more focus groups. I think all of us should come together and, like, be talking, like, way more than we do.
But the way that we get around this is by talking about it, making it known that there are power imbalances in both professional and personal lives.
As women, how can we look out for each other and express solidarity?
By regularly checking up on our, like, fellow women, yeah.
We as women shouldn't tear each other apart, and that we should also look out for one another.
Probably protecting ourselves, like, in vulnerable situations. And girls are, like, stained from, like, their period and all that, you know, just being able to help them out.
We should not victim blame or, like, blame the woman. Oh, what was she wearing that she experienced this? So
I guess remembering that if it could happen to me, it could happen to you too.
If you were a campus safety animal, what animal would you be?
Bird.
An owl.
I'll probably say I'll be an eagle, just so I can see everyone from above.
I would be a cat.
I would be a bear.
And why?
Because bears are scary and cuddly at the same time.
A sloth. Yeah, why? I feel like I sleep all the time.
See, that case where I'll be a dog, like... I mean, because, like, I want to protect them. I'll back, like, if I see a woman being attacked, I will start backing.
I think because my first pet was a dog, and, like, dogs are really loyal animals.
I think probably just a dog. I think everyone loves a little dog and they're just so friendly, and I just love snuggling up with my dog and I always feel safe with him, so.
That you're not alone, you're seen, and you shouldn't feel bad for whatever situations you've been put through.
There are also lots of resources on campus, as well as in the Fredericton area. But it's important to talk about it because you're not alone, and it is about communication.